24 to go here in the first quarter. Gatesville Eagles, we got a timeout on the field, and you know, we're going to take a quick timeout here on this break, and we'll be right back after this.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Back here at Owen Gage with the Caseville Eagles on the drive. 9:17 to go here in the first quarter. And the Eagles are moving the ball on that big Bulldog team. So it'll be second down.
Second down and six.
Second down and six to go here for the Caseville Eagles as they hand it off up the middle. And a couple yards picked up there. I believe Simmons was the ball carrier. Number 15, Zach Gertzenberger, the sophomore quarterback for the Eagles. Fakes the handoff up the middle. Got a receiver wide open on the left side. He's going to carry it to 44, Drew Lepick.
Yes, it's completed number 44, Drew Lepick.
And wide open. Boy, he had two receivers that were wide open on that one for the Caseville Eagles. Receivers on that left side, they both left off of the line. He just went out there in a little flag pattern, and we're both they had a good 5 yards on both of those defensive backs for Owen Gage.
And that's what having a running back there like Cole Simmons can do to a defense is you've got to know where he is, and someone ends up being free.
Not much there as the Owen Gage Bulldogs stack him up on the line. And that was Simmons, the ball carrier.
Yeah, looked like 34 David Binder was in there making a real quick stop. We do have an update for you. Looks like Bad Axe is taking a 6-0 lead in their game after a Tommy Morneau 20-yard touchdown run.
Good deal. So here we go. It's going to be 2nd and 10. 8:11 to go here in the first quarter. Eagles handoff up the middle. Fakes the handoff and goes for a quick pass off of the left side. Boy, if you could have got that pass off. Cole Simmons again wide open. Took the fake out of the backfield. He made another good fake to Joel Alice right up the middle. Gertzenberger turned, fired to the left side. Simmons was there, but the pass was short.
Yep, if he didn't short hop him, that's a touchdown because, again, nobody near him.
8:05 to go here in the first quarter. Downtown Owendale with the Owen Gage Bulldogs hosting the Caseville Eagles. Eagles break over the ball. Gersenberger, the quarterback, will go out of the shotgun. Also in the backfield with number 34, Cole Simmons. Quick pass over the middle, almost, and intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone. And we've got whistles everywhere.
Intercepted. Number 16, Jacob Wright.
That was intercepted by number 16, Jake Wright, as the ball was tipped once or twice. It ended up in the hands of 16, Jake Wright, who was deep in the end zone.
He was just coming across the back of the end zone, made a heads-up play to stay focused on that ball. And looks like it's going to be a touchback for Owen Gage. They're going to get it out on the 20. Nice heads-up play. Nice heads-up play by Jake Wright.
That's why you run those tip drills in practice. You get that ball bouncing around up in the air. You got to have those defensive backs, and you could see all of Owen Gage's, all four of their deep defensive backs that were in the end zone all had their helmets up, and everyone was going after that one. So that was a great heads-up play by Jake Wright and also the other defensive backs that were back there helping out. So with 7:56 to go here in the first quarter, it'll be Owen Gage Bulldogs with the ball. Hand up the middle, and nothing there at all. As the Caseville Eagles swarm tackle on the Bulldogs. 32 at the carry, Adam Redford, but maybe might have picked up a yard.
Yeah, they all got on top of Adam right away. I don't know if that's any way to treat a homecoming king. I believe Adam won.
Is he?
Was the homecoming king last week.
Well, I can't believe the Eagles are treating him like that. 7:30 to go here in the first quarter. Come on down to Owendale. Join us for this game. If not, tune in to 102.1 FM. Tell your friends we're on the radio. So we're ready to go with 7:25. First quarter, it'll be 2nd and 10. Owen Gage with the ball on about the 20-yard line. Hand off the left tackle and stuffed up. Nice tackle there. 34, Cole Simmons going back and forth.
Yeah, Cole Simmons, he put a pop on him and made a big stop because if they get by Cole, there was some room to go.
Yeah. Well, they could, you know what? I would probably go with that play again, give it a shot here. They had, he was the only guy down on the line. All of the backs were taking a fake pass routes to the right side. And the Bulldogs ran it left off the outside tackle. So here we go again with 6:47 to go in the first quarter. There's no score on the board. Bulldogs with the ball. Pass off to the left side, wide open. It's number 32, Adam Redford. And he'll pick up a few yards. Jake Wright dropping back to pass, looked off to the left side. Redford was downfield about 10 yards and picked up a couple extra running.
Another wide-open receiver out there making a nice grab.
Hey, we've got another update here with Harbor Beach and Marlette in the first quarter. Harbor Beach, Pirates 14, the Marlette Red Raiders 0.
And I've got in yet another one. Vassar just took a 7-6 lead over Bad Axe with two quick pass plays.
Wow. This is going to be a fun night for football. Keep the radio on. Even take the radio into the stands with you if you're over at Bad Axe or over at Reese. We'll give you the updates. And if you have any updates, please call them into the station so we can announce them. Here we go. Pat, pitch out to the right side. A nice run there by the Bulldogs. Yes, Jake at right. Pitches out right to David Binder. Runs it wide around the outside and is going to pick up some big yardage.
That was just a nice, patient run. He came out. He didn't rush it. He waited for his blockers to do their job and got across the first down marker. Nice run by Mr. Binder.
6:34 to go in the first quarter. Still no score. Fakes the handoff to the fullback. Goes to the tailback off the left side. Got running room. 34, David Binder sees some daylight and gets right down to about the 7-yard line.
Binder took a shot 5 yards into that run, and he just kept running as if nobody touched him.
That kid is tough. Man, he bounced right off of him and picked up a nice run off a left tackle. Good blocking there by the Owen Gage Bulldog line. Sustained blocks.
Oh, 15 Gerstenberger had to go a long ways to make that tackle.
And a handoff to the right side goes to the fullback. For the Bulldogs, number 32, Adam Redford. He'll pick up a couple yards, and the Bulldogs are now moving the ball on the Eagles. So we are close to the goal line with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. That ball's been all the way down the field, back and forth. Now, Caseville Eagles playing some pretty good defense, but they got some tough runners on both sides, Chad.
They
Jeez, look at this.
Just hard.
Pounded out, and a pitch out to the right, hand off the right side. Number 11 around the end. Jake Warwick, the sophomore, the first to score for the evening. At 5:42 to go here in the first quarter, the Owen Gage Bulldogs put the first numbers on the board. It's now 6-0.
That was just a nice sweep around that right side, and he had the speed to get across the goal line. He had two defenders to beat. They had the angle on him, but he ran away from them and got inside there for the touchdown.
So the Bulldogs will line up for the extra point out of the I formation. Jake Wright takes the snap, hand off to the left side, bowling it up the middle, number 34, David Binder. We'll put the two-point conversion in with 5:42 to go in the first quarter. So as we get ready for the next kickoff, Owen Gage Bulldogs, the first to score. Our update's 8-0. Owen Gage on top. We'll be right back after this.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available.